Decatur City Council will vote on that matter coming up at Monday night's meeting. Stephen Mart initially submitted a favorable recommendation in August, but the council sent the issue to a second hearing in October following formal requests for additional testimony by HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and Teamsters Local 916. More than 20 witnesses testified over more than 2 hours during the second hearing. In his supplemental report, Mart concluded that adding another service provider will benefit the community. He determined that Arrow, a not-for-profit entity owned and operated by Carle Foundation Hospital, meets or will meet, as a condition of its license, all the local requirements of the city code that was amended this year to accommodate a second ambulance service. Earlier this summer, St. Mary's acquired Decatur Ambulance Service, which has served the city since 1959.
Another recount starting now in Florida. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. This one by hand, counting about 54,000 ballots in question statewide. Fox's Griff Jenkins at the Broward County Elections Office.
There's going to be six people per table, two election officials, and four lawyers, two Democrat, two Republican, and they're only counting the over and under votes that were separated from the machine recount yesterday. That is where the real fight's going to happen, because the lawyers will debate over what the voters' intent was on those.
Well, after the machine count, Republican Governor Rick Scott maintains a more than 12,000 vote lead over Democratic Senator Bill Nelson. In the governor's race, Republican Ron DeSantis has a 0.4% lead over Andrew Gillum. Too big for a hand recount, but the Democrat not conceding yet. It's up to 63 people dead now in that Northern California wildfire.
We have located seven additional human remains.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey also says the number unaccounted for shot up to 631 amid the 9,500 homes that burned, but some may be alive, just don't know they've been reported missing. Three others were killed in the fire near Malibu to the south. Julian Assange may have some legal problems here in the U.S. The WikiLeaks founder, who remains holed up in Ecuador's embassy in London, did get involved in the 2016 presidential election. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, federal prosecutors in Virginia are reportedly preparing to indict Julian Assange. The Justice Department inadvertently named him in a court filing in an unrelated case, stating that charges would need to remain sealed until Assange is arrested in connection with the charges in the criminal complaint and can therefore no longer evade or avoid arrest and extradition. It's not immediately clear what charges Assange could be facing, but Special Counsel Robert Mueller has looked into WikiLeaks' publication of hacked emails during the 2016 presidential campaign. Dave.
Rachel, it's the morning after a nightmare of a drive home for people from St. Louis to New York City. Icy and snowy, people stuck in cars for hours. This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal. And we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Classes light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
WSOY News Time is 6:03. A partnership between Archer Daniels Midland, General Mills, and Agrival that assists farmers with winter sustainability has been awarded the Collaboration of the Year Award by Field to Market, the Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture. We're honored to receive this recognition for our work to help farmers enhance the efficiency and sustainability of their businesses, said ADM Chief Sustainability Officer Allison Taylor. Field to Market, a group of more than 140 members representing all facets of the U.S. agricultural supply chain, presents its Sustainability Leadership Awards annually to farmers and organizations for their efforts to advance continuous improvement in agricultural sustainability. In its second year, the Southern Plains Wheat Field Print Project includes 99 participating growers with 176,000 acres enrolled. Soil improvements and input reduction have resulted in lower emissions, diesel fuel savings, and a 10% increase in crop yields. Your three-day weather forecast and a busy sports schedule coming up. WSOY News Time, 6:00. Podcasts are not just a novelty. Thanks to smartphones and tablets, they are a way of life. Did you know that in the last month, almost a quarter of Americans have listened to their favorite podcasts? With the Naughty Gator app, you can check out our most popular podcast from Byers & Company, sponsored by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. You can catch full hourly podcasts from Byers & Company, interviews with your favorite guests, and digital exclusives from Byers & Company you can only catch with our podcasts, brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. So check out the latest Byers & Company podcasts when you download the Naughty Gator app, and you do it today.
Why Saturday, undefeated Maroa Forsyth takes on undefeated St. Teresa. Our coverage begins with the Road to the State Championship Tailgate Show, presented by Hickory Point Bank. Invested. The Tailgate Show starts at 11:30 with the kickoff to follow at 1. Plus, check out the unbeaten video series at nowdecatur.com. Maroa Forsyth, St. Teresa. Hear it on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
The WSOY three-day weather forecast, a partly sunny day today with a high of 38 degrees. Could see some fog tonight, otherwise cloudy skies, 29 the overnight low. Slight chance of some rain tomorrow afternoon, otherwise cloudy with a high of 39. And then Sunday, chance for some snow showers in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high of 36. It is 30 currently at the studios in downtown Decatur. In sports Thursday night football, the Seattle Seahawks were able to win the matchup of desperate NFL teams last night. They beat the Packers 27-24. And we have a big weekend of high school football lined up for you here on WSOY. We'll begin things with the Road to the State Championship Tailgate Show presented by Hickory Point Bank. That comes your way starting at 11:30 tomorrow morning. Then the St. Teresa Bulldogs Maroa Forsyth pregame show kicks off at 12:30 with Dominique Smith, Brett Serfowski, and Seth Greenwell. We'll have the play-by-play coming up at 1 o'clock. And on our sister station, ESPN 1050, our Jenna Oriana will be hosting Camp Point Central. They'll have a 12:30 pregame with Eric and T-Mac starting at with a kickoff coming your way at 1 o'clock. Both games streamed through the Now Decatur app. Your next news is coming your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Good morning, and welcome to the Friday, November 16th edition of Byers & Company. We're live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. How bad is Kellyanne Conner's husband as a spouse? Mike Madigan wants to legalize weed, and the TSA is saying Thanksgiving travel is going to be horrible. It's all now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Do you see the size of the stack today?
Oh, boy.
I don't know that we're going to be able to get all of this, but we're going to give it a the old college effort to try to get to all of it. I want to start today with, I know that there are spouses or people that are in relationships that have to work together.
You do? You know people like that?
I do know people like that. And it's never easy, right? Because you spend all your off work time together. You spend all your work time together. It's always difficult. Life gets into work. Work gets into life. it's a difficult proposition at best. But Kellyanne Conway, who is the Trump spokesperson, who's been involved with the Trump campaign, I mean, maybe longer than anyone, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just about everybody else has been...
campaign manager, I mean, number of things.
Yeah. Her husband.
I know.
I do not understand this. Not that her husband isn't entitled to have an opinion or have beliefs or core principles, but he is literally co-founds a new group of conservative lawyers to defend truth and the rule of law and is upping up his anti-Trump game. Now, she has the chance of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go at this from her angle, and you tell me if I'm wrong. She's working for the president of the United States of America. A man that she helped get elected. And can he not take 4 years and just keep this stuff to himself?
I mean, for her sake.
Whether he hates Donald Trump or not. How do you suppose they manage this?
I have no idea. I mean, it isn't like, who was it, you know, that famous political strategist, Democrat?
Mary Matlin and James Carville.
James Carville, yes. I mean, of two completely different, you know, sides of the card, and they made it work. But the difference was, you know, wasn't like, I mean, she works for the president, and he constantly is trying to undermine.
But I think they did that to each other, too, though. I mean, I don't understand it. I think it's more indicative of how the people that are involved in these circles in the political realm just treat it like a big game. I think they go home at night and laugh at it. Which is really strange, right? I mean, the rest of us would think it would be a very serious deal. Like, you go home every night going, dude, what are you doing? This is my job. I'm mm-hmm. working for the president of the United States of America. Get off Twitter.
And you would wonder, with the president's personality, how that works. Like, what does he say to, you know, Conway every day? The president, you know, I mean, like, what's your husband do? I mean, I'm surprised that that isn't more of an issue. Maybe it is behind closed doors and we don't know, but I'm really surprised he's not all over Twitter on that.
I just don't get it. I would think most spouses would be more supportive of this.
Yeah.
Even if privately, you know, at home, they just said, I can't believe you're working for this guy.
Yeah. But you think publicly they wouldn't do this.
Yeah. It does seem weird, doesn't it?
It is. It is.
I mean, like, if you
weird.
Got a job tomorrow doing something different and I just spent all day, you know, just going, oh, horrible. And then I had to go home every night and go, well, you know, it's my job.
I know.
And it's not even his job.
No, it's not.
I don't get it. I would just say he may be a great lawyer. He may be principled. He may truly believe that Donald Trump is the Antichrist, but he's a bad spouse.
I would agree.
Not knowing anything about their personal relationship. That can't be easy. But maybe in Washington, D.C., it's the only place where they literally just do this sort of thing. The blood sport. Uh-huh. Like it's okay. This is just all part
and
of
just
the game.
Just go home and have a cocktail.
Yeah.
No big deal.
You think so?
I think maybe there is a hard, fast rule of no talking work.
How do you do that?
You work. You are in a very big position with the wife. There's no way. There's no way she can't. I mean, it has to be in her personal life and
home
life all the time.
We will go home at night, and we will say several times, like,
no work talk.
No, we're not talking about work. And it never works.
Never.
I mean, you say, like, how many times? Like, hey, that's it. We're no more
work talk.
No more work talk.
And it's usually on Fridays. We go, nah.
Tonight.
Nothing.
No, but Friday suggests that we have a weekend where we're not working.
That's the thing.
That's an illusion.
No.
Because that's not true either. But we will say to each other all the time, all right, I got to bring this up, and then no more work talk.
Uh-huh.
And it never, ever works. Never. I can't imagine if that's the case with a radio station in Decatur, Illinois, that the White House isn't a bigger deal than that when going home at night for Kellyanne Conway and her husband, George.
Yeah, he does not get a Husband of the Year mug.
And maybe he's a great dude. Maybe she's the problem. I don't know. But I would just think she's the one with the job. Let her have her 2 years, 3 years, however long it lasts. Because usually senior counselors or people that are in the White House, they're not there the full time, right? There's not many people that started with President Obama and finished with him 8 years later. I can't imagine that it's any different with the Trump presidency. But George Conway, bad spouse. Legalizing marijuana in Illinois. Man, everybody is all in, aren't they? Jason Berrickman says the Republicans are split, but Mike Madigan saying here's the leeway, we're ready to go. J.B. Pritzker signaling it's all good. How quick do you think this will happen? And why are they so, I know they had the governor of Colorado in town or in Chicago yesterday speaking to people about this. Mm-hmm. But when you start, when you open up with Pritzker announcing his health-related transition committee, and then you send the signal that you're okay about legalizing weed, do you think this is a fast-track thing? I mean, this will be something that will happen, like, almost immediately?
And I don't think it has anything to do with being pro-cannabis or anything. I think Madigan and the rest of them are going, money, 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 money. We need it. We need it now. And we need, I think that's honestly, so it will be fast-tracked for that purpose. Without really looking at any of the repercussions or the long-term effects of that. Or seeing how it really, you know, affects states like Colorado in the long term.
You know, you talk to law enforcement in Colorado, they have a different story than the governor does.
Yeah.
And it is amazing to me. I was reading Rich Miller's take on Capital Facts because, you know, he'll put in stuff and then give his own commentary. How about, and he was giving the A, B, C, D, E reason why it made sense. And how about C, it's the right thing to do because it puts illegal drug cartels out of business. It does not put illegal drug cartels out of business. They just go and make something else.
Something worse.
Way worse. And instead of marijuana fields in South America and beyond, they become poppy fields or fentanyl or into other things. That is just a false statement. It is not. It will create legitimate jobs where they do not currently exist. Just stop it already was the argument as people were saying, hey, I'm not sure about this. I don't know the Republicans are any smarter on this than the Democrats are, but I agree with you that they're looking at a revenue stream and a revenue stream only. I mean, that's the reason they are looking at this, correct?
Yeah, the numbers they're here, the numbers they're touting are anywhere from $700 million to almost $1 billion.
But only Illinois would that even not make a dent,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and
right.
You know what? You whenever you hear that and you think Illinois, you think, well, who knows where that's going to go.
That's exactly right.
Because that won't be used to pay down any of our state debt or do anything.
Or address any kind of pension issues or anything like that. Nope. Nope. They're just looking at the dollar signs.
Do you think it's a good idea?
No. I personally think it's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with it either. I mean, I think it's just a bad way to come up with, you know, how about trying to balance a budget instead of just trying to look for more ways to bring in extra cash?
Well, they would argue they can't balance the budget, you know, and with the pension debt and with everything else because they don't have enough cash. You know, that's what J.B. Pritzker is going to have to face, just like Governor Bruce Rauner has faced over the last 4 years. And with, you know, a new revenue stream, I assume it would be easy to talk yourself into this because victimless crime, taking the drug dealers out of the picture, the middleman, if you will. But if you tax it too much, people are going to still buy it black market anyway. I mean, you know, I don't know how that works.
If you can,
look at cigarettes.
Yeah. If you can get your weed from, you know, a buddy who knows a guy, you know, cheaper than going to a deposit or dispensary or whatever when you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the point?
Here's what I wonder about the legalization of marijuana is how do workforces, how do employers monitor this?
That's a good question as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a truck driver, can you just smoke weed even if it's legal?
No, you cannot. Mm-mm. I know we were talking about this once before, and I had a caller call in and explain how that works. No, you cannot. It does not matter if it's legal in Illinois. You cannot do that.
I mean, it's legal to buy alcohol, but you can't drink and drive. Right. So you can't. But here's the problem with the testing. You know, if I pull somebody out of a truck who's drunk, there is a field sobriety test. There is a blood test. There's a number of ways to say whether that individual is intoxicated or not.
Yeah.
The THC in weed is what people test positive for, lasts like 30 days. How do you know whether someone's stoned while they're driving?
Right.
I mean, is there a legitimate, like, real-time or next-to-real-time test for whether you're high or not?
Not to my knowledge. Now, law enforcement would know better on how they assess that situation, but to my knowledge, I don't think there is a field sobriety test for marijuana.
Hmm. Do you just hold out a brownie or something? I mean, what do you do?
I've got Cheetos.
Doritos.
Snap into a Slim Jim. There you go.
Explain the meaning of life to me, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, there you go. There you go. Philosophize on something.
Is there money in this? Now, you had a relative that was doing this in Colorado?
No, Oregon.
Oregon. Okay.
Yes. Yes, there was money in it. But I mean, there is overhead cost and there's a lot of logistical issues with employees and things like that that you have to deal with. You know, 'cause it is an agricultural, from the agricultural aspect, you need people that understand that. You can't just have a bunch of stoners and your friends doing it. So there are some problems there. I mean, he kind of got out of that now and sold that off because it logistically was difficult to deal with. And yes, it was profitable, but at the same time, just a constant headache.
Now, farmers grow it? How does this work? Like what we've based on, like what we know, like you get off a plane in Denver, Colorado, and you can smell marijuana.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
On the highways. Like the way you have like cornfields and soybean fields, you know, here in the Midwest. You really can.
So you can smell the actual plant growing and the pollen that is wild.
Yeah, maybe it was just the time of year that I was there. Sure. But, it is noticeable. I know this because I back in the spring, I flew to Colorado for the day with Sheriff Buffett to talk to 1,000 drug interdiction officers that had gathered in Denver for this. And they were from all over the United States.
Right.
These are the people who are in charge of getting drugs off the streets. Now, you would think they'd have a pretty good front door view of the issues at hand because they're literally the people out there with canines, with units that are going after drug dealers, that are stopping drug interdiction going on, you know, through the highways and through cities and through this United States of America. They were not all thrilled with the whole Colorado situation, including the ones from Colorado. Now, the governor goes, I had some reservations, but it's all been good. I mean, when does a governor ever, like, turn around and say, well, you know, this big revenue pile that we have here? Now, the $700 million, the $1 billion, I'm trying to figure that out. I mean, you know, how much, based on, like, what they tax a pack of cigarettes, I mean, what's the tax look like?
Oh, I imagine it's going to be huge.
But who grows it?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it available? Like, in Colorado, where do I buy marijuana?
I think they have shops, don't they?
Oh, yeah, I think it's like shops.
But where does the product come from?
That's a good question.
I mean, they have to grow it, right?
Right. I imagine they have growers and then distributors, or the growers act as distributors, I don't know how they have it actually mechanically set up, but there's got to be distributors that would actually take the marijuana and get it into the stores themselves.
House Speaker Michael Madigan, who also chairs the Democratic Party of Illinois, gave indication on Tuesday that Democratic leaders will present a unified front. He told reporters he had several very friendly and very productive conversations with Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker since last week's election, and that he backs two of Pritzker's major campaign promises, legalizing marijuana and moving from a flat to a graduated income tax. I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's Illinois, right? I mean, they can't turn down a revenue stream. There's never been a revenue stream that wasn't a friend to them.
And there's never been a revenue stream that they won't waste.
No, and they're bound to screw it up. Those are things we all know.
Yeah. Now, this is Pritzker gave $7 million to Madigan's campaign committees. And is it any wonder that Mike Madigan and J.B. Pritzker are now aligned on what they want to do over there in Springfield?
Yeah.
And the Jason Berrickman said the Republicans are split on legalizing marijuana. I read a story, the sticking points for how to legalize. There's a lot of people out there, and I think they're just decent, good people that like to get high. And they're not ever going to be a problem to anyone. And they're not gang members, and they're not drug dealers, and they're not violent. They just like to get the little mellow.
Yeah, fine.
And so they're like, well, this is a good thing. And I understand that their perspective is they're not bringing any harm to the table. Mm-hmm. But the big picture is a little different than that. And it's easy to make that argument. Well, you know, you've got everybody doing it anyway. Why not make it legal and take the middlemen out and take the gang activity? Do you think that the gangs and the drug cartels are just going to go, you're right, you win?
Well, they're
just
bad.
You made it legal. We're just going to have to go find something else.
We're
going to
go find actual jobs.
Yep. You know, I always wanted to work at a factory, and now that you've just taken marijuana off the table, I guess we'll just all call it a day and go home. No, they're not.
No.
The gangs aren't. The drug cartels are not. They're going to grow poppy. They're going to import fentanyl from China. They're going to do all the things mm-hmm. that they do to make profits, chopping off heads and blowing up cars and killing judges and yep. police officers. And the marijuana is a secondary. I mean, they're going to sell whatever it is they need to sell to make the money they need to make, which is why opioids, part of the reason why it's such a huge deal in this country. And it is directly connected to the legalization of marijuana. We'll take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Partly sunny skies expected today. Highs around 38 degrees. Then for tonight, some patchy fog between 10 p.m. and midnight. Even some freezing fog possible with mostly cloudy skies and lows around 30 degrees. Saturday, we do have a chance of rain showers afternoon, possibly mixing with some snow after 5 p.m. Highs around 40 degrees. Then Sunday, 30% chance of snow showers before noon, cloudy, gradually becoming sunny and highs near 40 degrees. Right now it is 31 degrees in downtown Decatur.
ADM Trucking is now hiring safe and professional drivers that are home daily.
I'm Bill Robinson. I work for ADM Trucking. I like the camaraderie. People are great to work for, friendly environment. The benefits are real great. The pay's pretty good, too. Oh, it's great being home every night, being on the local board. It's well worth it. ADM's a good fit for me.
Apply by calling 424-5686 or visit adm.com/careers. ADM is an equal opportunity employer for minorities, females, protected veterans, and individuals with a disability.
Do you have shoulder, neck, back, or knee pain? 15 years ago, I discovered that intense vibration and cold could block pain from needles. I'm Dr. Amy Baxter, and now I've invented VibraCool, a reusable, portable pain reliever. All of our models cost less than $100. We're the industry leaders in localized pain relief. Try VibraCool with Cool Pulse technology by going to VibraCool.com and enter the code RADIO and get 10% off. Just enter the code RADIO at checkout.
Does business take you to St. Louis? Let Cape Air take you there instead with fast, hassle-free flights between Decatur and St. Louis Lambert International Airport, starting at just $29 each way. Day trips are even more affordable with free parking in Decatur. Streamlined security lets you connect to anywhere in the world with ease. We've just added more flights. Book yours today at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR.
Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Whether you need insurance to protect your business or your family's financial future, we believe that your needs are best served by local neighbors. J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, your local motorist insurance agency, is here for you. We know the area you live in and will take the time to get to know your specific needs. Contact J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds today to find out how you can benefit from working with a local agency. Or call 877-3344. 877-3344.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
What we can all agree on is that tomorrow's going to be a pretty remarkable day. We're going to start at 11:30 there, courtesy of Hickory Point Bank Invested. By the way, part four of The Unbeaten, presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested is up on our Facebook page and also nowdecatur.com. If you want to, you can go to the series. Just click on the Road to the State Championship, and you'll see all of those videos, parts 1, 2, 3, and 4. And last night, part 4 goes up. And Matt spent a lot of time, Lindsay spent a lot of time. There's footage from the games this past weekend, the games that got all these teams to the semifinals. There is an interview with all three coaches. Argeno Arena, Moreau Forsyth, and St. Teresa, and a look ahead to what is going to be a spectacular Saturday here in Central Illinois. How excited is everyone?
Oh, my gosh. It is, it's huge. I called my stepmom yesterday to wish her a happy birthday, and that's all she talked about.
Really?
That's all she wanted to talk about. And, I mean, she's not a big football person. She's a big Moreau person, but, I mean, it's very exciting. I think people are really, really amped up.
Well, the video is up. Feel free to share it and comment and watch it. The Unbeaten, presented by Hickory Point Bank Invested. It is a four-part, which will then be a five-part, which will then be a six-part.
Which then possibly will be
a seven-part, depending on what happens, series about this whole path. And we started right after the regular season finished,
And we've followed these teams, their supporters, their cheerleaders, their coaches, their players, their alums, just about everyone. And now it's down to the Saturday. I mean, the biggest Saturday in high school football history here in Macon County, as we have not one but two great games lined up for you tomorrow. 1 o'clock kickoff for both games. Argentina-Orienta will be on 1050. The St. Teresa Moreau Forsyth game will be on WSOY. Both will be streaming live on Now Decatur. And the pregame festivities start at 11:30 tomorrow from the kennel. It should be a blast. We'll give you more previews on that. We've got a lot to get to here today in an action-packed Friday. Here is Jeff Daly.
WSOY News Time is 6:29. A business that's been around for a half century celebrated a special grand opening last night in downtown Decatur. Office supplier Striglo showed off its new Business Solutions Center on the first floor between or below its existing offices at 150 East William Street during a ribbon cutting and business after hours presented by the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce. Owner Scott and Shannon Striglo thanked attendees for all the ventures the business has been on since the 1960s. When you've been around for over 50 years, you constantly have to reinvent yourself and move with the changing times, said Shannon Striglos. The showroom takes over the space formerly occupied by Haynes and Essex. The prominent Decatur store for more than a century had been owned by Striglos before it closed more than 2 years ago. Decatur Chamber of Commerce President Miranda Rothrock touted Striglos as a legacy business in the community, while Mayor Julie Moore Wolf said she was excited to see family businesses thrive in the area. More news after Fox at 6:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Florida Senate race now goes to a hand recount mandated by state law, with a machine recount showing less than a 0.25% difference between the candidates. Fox's Phil Keating.
Republican Governor Rick Scott is leading incumbent Senator Bill Nelson by 13,000 votes. However, in the governor's race between Republican Ron DeSantis and Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, it is over. The recount revealing DeSantis still leads pretty much as he did from the original count.
Mayor Gillum has not conceded, though, saying there are still votes to be counted. In Northern California,
we have located 7 additional human remains,
making it at least 63 people killed in the 8-day-old wildfire there. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says
we have tentative identifications on 53.
There are now 631 people listed as missing, but many of those may just be people who left and don't know somebody's looking for them. 52,000 people are reported to have been forced from their homes. This is Fox News.
WSOY News Time is 6:31. The Illinois EPA has set up an online guide to answer consumers' questions about recycling. IEPA Director Alec Messina announced the Recycle Illinois webpage yesterday as part of America Recycles Day. It answers typical curbside recycling questions. It also identifies appropriate places to take recyclables that cannot be collected in most curbside recycling programs in Illinois. Messina says that recycling is one of the easiest ways to improve the environment. He says the online tool is meant to help residents recycle properly. Proper procedures are more important since China last year banned the import of recyclables with more than minimal contamination. IEPA conducted a statewide survey of county recycling coordinators last year to identify the types of items they recycle and what types of collections are available. In sports, it was the Seahawks over the Packers 27-24. Major League Baseball, it was Christian Yelich, the National League MVP, and Mookie Betts awarded the American League MVP honor. Dan, a big weekend on tap for high school football. We begin things tomorrow with the Road to the State Championship tailgate show presented by Hickory Point Bank. That comes your way on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live at NowDecatur.com starting at 11:30. That'll be followed by the pregame show of St. T taking on Moroa Forsyth. Kickoff with Brett Serpowski and Seth Greenwell comes your way at 1. On our sister station, undefeated Argentina-Orienta hosts Camp Point Central with a 12:30 pregame and a 1 o'clock kickoff. You can catch that game again on our sister station, ESPN 1050, The Fan. Your next news is coming up at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made local.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Choose Donnelly Automotive at 1298 East El Dorado. Give them a call at 428-7414. Donnelly Automotive. Great people, great products, great prices.
The St. Teresa Bulldogs are set up for the showdown of showdowns against the Maroa Foresight Trojans, with the winner going to the state championship. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Seth Greenwell joins me this Saturday from Bame Davis and Munfield for this epic battle of the unbeatens. The special Road to the State Championship tailgate show brought to you by Hickory Point Bank begins at 11:30. And then Dominic Smith kicks off the Dale South Lake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs pregame show at 12:30 with kickoff at 1 o'clock. Right here on 1340 AM and 103.3 FM WSOY and streaming on online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
Decatur.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Partly sunny skies today and highs around 38 degrees. Then tonight we could see some fog, even some freezing fog, with mostly cloudy skies and lows around 30 degrees. For tomorrow, we do have a 30% chance we could see some rain in the afternoon, mixing with some snow after 5 p.m., cloudy skies and highs near 40. And Sunday, 30% chance of some snow before noon, cloudy and gradually becoming sunny, highs near 36. It is 31 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Good morning. Hope you're having a great start. Streets are in pretty good shape this morning. We've got freezing fog, whatever that is.
Whatever that is. I'm trying to imagine, like, if it's freezing, wouldn't it be heavy and just fall out of the sky? I know that sounds stupid.
Yeah, that does sound kind of I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I don't have any reason why that wouldn't be the case. But, yeah, you're right. No, fog doesn't freeze and then drop.
No, but that's what I just kind of, like, I don't understand what
freezing fog. And fog is generally sort of like low to the ground, not up in the sky, first and foremost.
Fog happens when your precipitation is the same as your temperature.
So what is freezing fog?
I guess
like if you try to walk through it.
Yeah, I guess that means if it's like 32 degrees.
No, I mean, but what does it literally mean?
I don't know.
Okay, but you guys are reading it this morning. I'm just curious as to what freezing fog actually is.
I guess it's self-explanatory. Okay,
it's not self-explanatory. Wait, it's not at all self-explanatory. Jeff, what is freezing fog?
Freezing fog occurs when the air temperature...
Tell me what it means.
If it's worth putting
in your forecast, what does it mean for me?
The air temperature is below freezing. Water droplets in the fog become supercooled, and they stay in liquid form until they come in contact with the surface and then can freeze.
So basically it's like...
The fog can stay liquid until it comes hits the ground or hits your vehicle, and then it freezes.
Freezing rain.
It's kind of like a freezing rain.
Kind of,
but
yes.
It's basically like you're driving through a rain cloud.
Okay. Right. But then just say that.
Okay.
Because I don't know what freezing fog means to anybody. If I'm going to drive my car, what does freezing fog mean? If you tell me freezing rain, I understand that.
Okay.
Do you think I'm alone in this?
I don't know.
I mean, do you think most people go, oh, freezing fog, of course. I'll make sure I'm careful of that. Seriously.
No, but I mean, it sounds like it would be.
I'm just going to say fog. Oh, by the way, it's frozen. There you go.
No.
So this is like not rain, but it's...
I've been doing this 22 years, and I believe all of this starts with the Weather Channel. You know, whenever you go 24/7 on anything, you just start making stuff up. I mean, I really believe...
Well, it's like yesterday's snow now has an official name because it's the first winter storm of the season.
What?
They gave it a name. I forget what they named it.
It was a storm?
It began with an A. I forget what they called it.
I have a suggestion. Mine was a little more graphic. But yes, I just think that people need the basics on the weather. I really do. I'm a minimalist on the weather. Just tell me what it means. Do I have to drive earlier? Do I have to get out? Do I have to start earlier to work? Right? Is it going to take me longer to get there? Is my traffic going to be impeded? Is it going to be dangerous? Is it slick? All of the new names and the fronts and
that's what they need to do. Like they do for ratings for video games or TV. There needs to be like a rating system of like how dangerous it is to drive.
Yeah, except not a stupid one like Homeland Security where it's orange because nobody knew what that
nobody
meant either.
Nobody knew orange was bad.
It's going to be like, hey, it's slick.
Yeah.
That's what I need to know. Freezing rain, freezing fog, freezing drizzle. I don't really need to know the difference or the nuances of those three categories. Just tell me if my car is going to slide on the road.
Today's an S5. It's slick times five.
All right. That sounds complicated, too. Just don't put the government in charge of putting this together. All right. So freezing fog tonight? What are the implications for tomorrow? What does everything look like as far as kickoff is concerned, 1 p.m. tomorrow?
Well, we do have a 30% chance we could see some rain after noon tomorrow.
After 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to be looking at any mixing with snow till after 5 p.m., according to this.
Okay.
But, you know, if I look at the hourly, I don't know. But, you know, I don't mind the odds. 30% could just be a drizzle. Who knows?
Also means 70% not a chance.
Exactly.
Not. Yes, exactly. So we've got rain coming in after 1, after 2. What did
after,
you say?
After noon.
Okay.
A 30% chance.
All right.
After noon.
And then what do we have for the rest of the weekend?
The rest of the weekend we do, on Sunday, still a 30% chance we could see some snow before noon. Yeah, but then it's going to get sunny on Sunday, apparently, and I don't know what winter sunny looks like.
Here's where the iPhone really needs to, like, step up its game. Because they take whatever tiny percentage of a chance there is, and that's the icon you get.
Yes.
So when I look at Sunday, it just has a snowflake on it. It doesn't tell me partly sunny. There's no hope. There's no inspiration. There's no, hey, get to the afternoon and it's going to be okay, right? They just give you the worst.
Right. I'm seeing a 20% chance at 1 o'clock, 20% chance at noon, 20% chance
tomorrow.
At 1 tomorrow.
Okay.
And a 20% chance at 2, and then it jumps to 40% at 3.
Okay.
I think we're going to be just fine.
I think we're going to be fine.
No one's going to care.
No.
It's the biggest game, football, high school football game in the history of Macon County.
Right.
Everybody's going to be all right. Just bring a slicker.
Nobody is skipping it for weather.
No.
I can tell you that.
No.
Well, if you do skip it for weather, we'll be there for you.
Yes.
Broadcasting on 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live on NowDecatur.com. And by the way, the NowDecatur.com will get you both games. You want to toggle back and forth between...
Yeah, on the NowDecatur app.
1050 and WSOY, you can get the Argentina-oriented game. And you can also follow us on Twitter. Dominique and on Facebook, we'll be updating scores. So no matter where you are, what you're watching, you can get all of the updates, including Monticello. Thought I'd throw that out there.
Haven't gotten any messages on that one this time. So.
All right. Pastor Matt on the other side of the break. It is a Friday. We'll lead you into the weekend with a little inspiration. Don't go anywhere. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in there.
Bring your next meeting, wedding, party, expo, concert, or family reunion to downtown Decatur at the Decatur Civic Center. The Decatur Civic Center has meeting rooms that seat up to 50 people each or a combined room for up to 100 people. Meeting rooms are equipped with Wi-Fi and sound systems with no setup fees. Ample parking is available on site. Contact the Decatur Civic Center at DecaturCivicCenter.org for more information today and follow them on Facebook. If you have an event, they can host it. What's it like to diagnose a patient with breast cancer?
Knowing that I've had a family member who's been diagnosed and who's been worked up for breast cancer, I can sort of understand feelings that they're dealing with.
DMH NewsLink host Michaela Hunt sits down with interventional radiologist Dr. Desi Dennis to give his perspective of what it's like to give life-changing news to a patient. Watch the video now at NowDecatur.com or on NowDecatur's Facebook page. DMH NewsLink with NowDecatur. Your trusted source for the latest in healthcare news.
It's never too early to begin dental visits for your child. At Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, they start caring for their patients as soon as 1 year of age or when the first tooth emerges. This ensures a lifetime of good dental habits and healthy mouths for their patients. Dr. Brett and his team provide the latest and most innovative treatments in children's dentistry. Their practice has been a part of this community for over 50 years. Call today and make an appointment to meet Dr. Brett and his team or visit them online at drbrettpedo.com. Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
You gotta love your mom. Now that it's fall, she's a fountain of advice.
Make sure your wipers are working.
Okay, Mom.
How are your tires?
All check, Mom.
What about your brakes and your belts?
Mom, I got it.
Your mom knows those are all things you can take care of at Speed Lube. And Speed Lube has the best prices around. Plus, 6 area locations, including Clinton and Lincoln. And, of course, locations right here in Decatur. Speed Lube, more than just oil changes.
Now, when are you gonna find a nice girl?
Mom, go.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday, heading into a huge weekend. And each and every Friday, we take the time, and it's our great pleasure to... By the way, are we in Hangouts today, or are we just not? doing that?
I'm having some computer difficulties.
So how else are you communicating with me then? Just out of curiosity.
I'm working on that right now. I'm trying to offload some memory stuff.
Okay, well, you do that. And I will check in with Pastor Matt Samuels from GT Church. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Good morning, Brian, and everybody else. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing okay. I think, you know, they get the snow off the actual roads. It's kind of pretty to look at on the sidewalks. It's not as big of a pain. It's okay. Hey, you guys are going to take on the whole Al Michaels, do you believe in miracles? That's one of the greatest lines ever used in the history of sports, of course, when the USA beat Russia back in Lake Placid in 1980 in that hockey match. But it's an interesting thing, miracles, right? People use different words. Somebody says serendipity. People say the work of the Holy Spirit. Some people say miracles. How do you define them?
Well, you know, Brian, like my whole point this weekend is that there are miraculous things that happen around us all the time, things that we can't explain just with our human logic. And I'm not talking about, like, man-made, manufactured things, you know, but things that just happen that we miss, supernatural things that just take place around us all the time. So I'm really going to be challenging people to open their eyes, to look for the miraculous things, small things, big things, you know, that take place all the time. Because I do. I believe they happen around us all the time, and we're just not aware of it.
All right, when you say supernatural, you just sort of hit on something, because I think that word maybe, I don't know, makes some people uncomfortable, you know, because we don't, I think it's more like connections is the word that I use. You know, you look at a series of events or series of things that happen, and this happens, and then this happens, and then this happens, or they happen independent of each other, but they all mean something. I don't think we look for patterns enough.
I 100% agree with that. And I also think, Brian, and this is kind of going to be my point this weekend, is that there are those things. There are those things that just kind of make sense. I'm one of these people, Brian. Like, typically, if it doesn't make sense, I don't think it's true. And so I'm actually going to start, like this Sunday, just telling my church family, hey, you guys, you know what? I think I've kind of let you down in this area. I haven't challenged you to believe for miracles, to get, actually challenge them to use their faith to believe for something that is in the supernatural realm. And so I've seen, Brian, I've seen it with my own eyes. I mean, I've literally seen supernatural things take place that you can't explain with science. You can't explain, like, away, that fall in that category of supernatural. And there are people that are a part of my church family, there are people in our city that need that nudge, need that challenge, that there are things that happen that can't be explained, and that it's not wrong to believe for something like that in your life. It's actually the best thing to do to keep hope alive. You know, otherwise we're just stuck with what we have.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean?
I know, I really do. And I think for the big miracles, there's 100 small miracles are the things that we just don't take the time to notice as they happen. I mean, and they're tiny little things, but in and of themselves are miracle-like. And you add up the totality of that, and I think that's what sustains us in life. And I'm with you 1,000%. I think we just work too hard. We go too fast. We don't take the time to stop and recognize those very small things that are miracles nonetheless.
I couldn't agree with you more, Brian. I think it's a miracle that a man and a woman can live together in the same house. we're so different. I think that's a miracle. I think it's easy for those of us who have children to look in the faces of our children and say, man, that's a miracle. But I think there are things that happen around us all the time, Brian. If we would stop maybe focusing on the things that we don't have, or I just wish I had more of this. I think if we cultivated more of a heart of gratitude and stop looking for the greener grass all the time, but just look and be thankful for what we have, I think it would be easier than to say, you know what? You're a miracle.
Yeah.
The fact that this has happened, or this hasn't happened, or this, maybe it's not like the walking on water or the parting of the Red Sea stuff, but the small things, Brian, that if we would just open our eyes and take some time to say, I'm thankful for that.
There you go.
I'm thankful. You know, I think we would see those miracles more readily.
I think it's an excellent idea. And you know what? You're not going to find it on a meme on Instagram. Pastor Matt, have a great service this Sunday. You can check out gtchurch.com. They're live at 8, 9:30, and 11. located at 500 South 27th Street in Decatur, Illinois, and gtchurch.com. They stream their services. You can watch our videos we update every weekend on Facebook, giving you a little inspiration in your life. We don't spend enough time. You know, and it's a weird thing. You know, people will use different language to describe this. Deeply faithful people will say miracle or the Holy Spirit or God made that happen. People who are intellectuals will say it's serendipity. I don't even know what that means. It's a word. But, you know, intellectuals, they can't really, like, bring themselves to think about things as far as faith-based, right? Happens all the time. And there are people and people I know that believe that there's a reason why all of that happens. If you just live your life the way you should live your life, and you'll see it every single day. Always a pleasure to talk to Pastor Matt, particularly if you're heading into a Friday, like kind of like, oh, man, weather, depressed. Grass is always greener. It's always got like an inspirational message. Enjoy that each and every Friday. You can check it out at 8, 9, 30, and 11 this Sunday, gtchurch.com. Do you believe in miracles? One of the greatest lines in the history of all broadcasts, right? I mean, will that not, is that tag, do you think he had that tag ready to go? We were such underdogs. I can't imagine going into that game that Al Michaels thought that the Americans were going to win that hockey match.
I think that was just one of those things that just came out of his mouth and just, you know, it was it was just the way it was. I don't think he planned it.
I don't know. I know what I do to come in and do a three-hour show every day, 5 days a week for 22 years. And I know what some people come in to do a show, you know, which is like nothing. And then I know people who are like overly meticulous about planning. I mean, I watch Brett's almost like Rain Man, or like Brett's like those journals they find in Kevin Spacey's apartment in Seven.
Mm-hmm. Everything is mapped.
So what would be the top sports broadcast calls of all time?
Oh, that's a good one. That definitely, Do You Believe in Miracles is on the list, but I'm trying to think of what else would be on there.
I don't know. I mean, you got like some of the, I mean, who's in the, on the list? Vern Lundquist, Bob Costas, okay. you know, Al Michaels. Who else? Howard Cosell.
Cosell.
Yeah?
Love Cosell.
Hmm.
Do you have a list?
I don't know. It'd be an interesting list to look at. I got to believe that Do You Believe in Miracles is at the very top.
Oh, yeah.
Or near or the very high, top.
It's definitely
but,
the top
But it was
five.
More the moment than it was right. the I mean, the phrase is okay.
Right.
And it fit perfectly with the scenario, but it was the scenario. I mean, it's really not the call. You got to have a great action attached to the call to make it a great call, right?
Right. Right. I'm sure Buck would be on the list. Jack Buck would be on the list somewhere.
What would be on there? Which
go,
Jack,
go crazy.
Go
folks?
Crazy, folks. I that seems so pedestrian. Go crazy.
Yeah, but it was you got to imagine the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Certainly not the Brazilian soccer announcer. Go that day. No, that's pedestrian.
Well, I mean, the first time they did that.
Yeah, first time maybe. Interesting.
I'm going to have to look through that list and just check it out there. GTChurch.com. Do you believe in miracles? That's the subject of the sermon this Sunday. We'll be back after the break. Here's Jeff Daly with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Partly sunny day on the way for today. Not too bad. 38 your afternoon high. And then for tonight, some fog. Otherwise, cloudy skies. 29 the overnight low. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, there is a slight chance of a shower later in the afternoon with a high of 39. Chance for some snow showers early in the day Sunday, becoming sunny in the afternoon with a high of 36. It is 30 currently at the studios in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time, 6:53.
What does experience mean to banking customers? I'm Corky Nicholson of Hickory Point Bank, and I can assure you that experience means more than just years of service. It means understanding the old and embracing the new. It means treating all customers as if they're the only customer, and it means making smart decisions that have a positive impact on the people of Decatur. Come to Hickory Point Bank and enjoy the benefits of our experience. Hickory Point Bank, invested. Member FDIC.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 AM, plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
1-4.
The Community Foundation of Macon County focuses on donor service while helping organizations and causes in our community with financial support. This is Kathy Manser, President of the Board of the Community Foundation and partner in a Decatur-based accounting firm. The Community Foundation of Macon County maintains over 300 different funds set up by individual donors, families, companies, and organizations to benefit a variety of community causes. Since 2000, the foundation has worked with donors to grant over $25 million to our community to benefit education, arts, recreation, conservation, youth programs, and human services. As a CPA, I appreciate the information and connections on charitable giving and community issues that the Community Foundation provide for you. As a lifelong community member, I appreciate the Foundation's process of learning about donors and causes to assure the greatest impact. If you're interested in knowing more about the Community Foundation and how we can help you support the community and the causes you care about, call today at 429.
From your home or on the road, take Busey with you. With convenient online and mobile banking services, manage your finances anytime, anywhere. Download the Busey Mobile app to view balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more. Now with mobile chat, get your banking questions answered from your device whenever you want, wherever you are. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your financial needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. We got a lot to do here today. It is an action-packed show. We will literally have our Brink Outer Home highlight. We've got our education spotlight coming up a little later today. Tell you about a social worker from MacArthur who won a big award, and Mary Lanker, who is at Stephen Kinner Middle School. They just are in the process of completing some really cool murals out there with the students. All of that straight ahead. We'll preview the weekend. It's going to be fun. Tomorrow, the Road to the State Championship tailgate show presented by Hickory Point Bank Invested. Dale Coley is going to be with us. Mark McLeod, Pat McElroy, Pat and Jerry Dawson, Ed Cole. We got Colin Miller coming out. We got all kinds of great stuff. It's going to be fun. Broadcasting from the kennel. Have you been to the kennel? You guys are going there today?
Going there today, yeah. Actually talked to Pat yesterday, and yeah, looking forward to it. Pat McElroy, sorry. Wanted to clarify between the Pats.
Yeah, we have a number. Well, it's a bunch of Irish guys.
Right.
So you got some Pats. Yeah, you do have some Pats. Some Padrigs.
Some Padrigs.
Anyway, that starts at 11:30 tomorrow, and we'll then go at 12:30 to the pregame show, and then 1 o'clock kickoff for both games. Now, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I really don't. The best case scenario is Argentina-Oriana wins their game, and someone's going to win the St. Teresa Moreau Forsyth game. And whichever team that is going to go to state. So we know we have a state championship game to be played a week from today at Memorial Stadium on the campus of the University of Illinois. So we'll have at least one. If Argentina-Oriana wins tomorrow, let's hope the Bombers do, then we could have two games a week from today. Now, have you been over for the state championship?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you went over to do the pregame, but then you kind of bugged out right after that?
Right.
I mean, have you been over for like a game?
No, haven't been over for a game in a long time.
Okay. It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not packed. I mean, you know, because like these are pretty small communities, people that
right.
would go over there for the game, and it's a big stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun because you got the big digital scoreboard. You got all the stuff that, you know.
Yeah. It's a good time. I mean, it's got just such an atmosphere about it. Because, I mean, the kids have put and worked so hard all throughout the season to get to this ultimate game.
I love high school football for the fact that it's the only place really where you see a cowbell in action.
That's true. You'll see some of them in action coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
St. T as
That's
well.
What I'm saying. I mean, it's really the only place in life you run into a cowbell.
Oh, yeah.
outside of a Christopher Walken sketch on Saturday Night Live from years ago. By the way, the it's 1-2 between Do You Believe in Miracles with Al Michaels and Down Goes Frasier. That would be the Cosell.
Ah.
Right?
That's right.
That was the Frazier-Foreman fight in 1973 when Frazier got knocked down in the first round. And he said it twice, actually. He yelled. So he got excited.
Again, not scripted.
No. Not that you know of. With Howard Cosell, who knows? We'll take a break for the top of the hour news. Back with more after this.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
WSOY News Time is 6:59. Well, if you are a veteran or you know a veteran, there's a special event happening today.